ask an interest in your prayers tonight as we look in the Word of God. I have a very serious burden that the Lord put on my heart for this meeting. I've written the title on the board entitled, The Fading Voice of God. I'd like to begin over in the third chapter of Genesis with a very familiar story that I know that we have all heard probably many times in our life. Adam and Eve, you know the background of this. Adam and Eve had been given some instruction when God created them, and He gave them liberty to eat of every tree that was in the Garden of Eden. And He gave them liberty, He gave them freedom, and He gave them a wonderful place to live in that garden. And yet He gave them one instruction, and He said, I don't want you to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And therein was their love and their obedience manifested in whether they would eat of that tree or whether they would abstain from it. Adam and Eve chose through influence and through decision personally to disobey God. Do you know tonight that there are things that happen in all of our lives that are not of our own choosing? There are a lot of things that happen, who we are, our genetic makeup, the way we look, a lot of things, events that happen in life, they're not all of our choosing. But there are some things tonight that are consequences of choices that we have made. And so Adam and Eve sinned, and there were some consequences that were going to take place. And in the third chapter of Genesis, in the 8th verse, it said, they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord called unto Adam and said, where art thou? And he said, Adam responded and he said, I heard thy voice in the garden and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. And then the story goes on. But Adam and Eve heard the voice of the Lord. And tonight I wonder, do you hear the voice of the Lord? Do you hear the voice of God tonight? I hope that all of us can say yes. If you are saved tonight, I hope that you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. If you are not saved tonight and you have made a decision to walk away from God, now, we live in a world that, again, most people don't backslide anymore. They say, I'm just doing it differently. That's right. But when you transgress what you know the Lord is requiring in your life, and you decide to go your own way and have your own brand of Christianity, that is called backsliding. Amen. If you are in a backslidden state tonight, I trust and pray that you still hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. I hope tonight that when you are doing wrong in your life, that you are still feeling some condemnation from the Holy Spirit. I still hope tonight that if you have made a decision to do things that are contrary to the Word of God, that when you go to bed at night, I still hope this evening that you're uncomfortable in the way that you're living. I hope tonight that if you are committing sin, that you still know in your heart and in your mind, I'm not where I'm supposed to be with God. It is a comfort and it is a consolation to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. God was calling after Adam and Eve. They were not ready to do business with God. It said they were afraid. And so they hid themselves. But do you know the Lord called again? People that are in a condition of rebellion with God, the voice of God makes them very uncomfortable. Because I know what I'm supposed to be doing. Now, I want to say something very straight to us tonight. I am not talking about the way you were raised. I'm not talking about what you think the church expects from you. I'm talking about what you know God has required out of your life. It is a comfort for people that are not saved while they don't like it. Because see, when the Lord talks to us and we're not living right, it makes us uncomfortable, doesn't it? I don't want to hear that because I want to enjoy doing things my way. So I might not even want to go to church anymore because I don't want to feel guilty, number one. But I don't want to hear the voice of the Lord because it draws me and I still want to do things my way. But do you know what is scarier tonight than being uncomfortable under the influence of the Holy Spirit? You want to know what's scarier than that? It's to not hear the voice of the Spirit at all. It is to be in a place that, you know what, I don't care anymore. I don't feel any guilt anymore. I don't feel any condemnation. I'm doing what I want to do, and I don't care about anything. Someone says, well, is the Lord talking to you? Nope. I don't hear the Lord talking to me anymore. Folks, that is a frightening place to be. But God, in His mercy, even when Adam and Eve sinned, God was not ignorant of what they had done. Folks, God is not ignorant of where we are living tonight. He's not ignorant of the choices we're making, but He loves us tonight. And He's walking around and He's calling out our name and saying, where are you? God knew right where they were. But Adam and Eve hid themselves. But what would have happened if you will allow us to just extrapolate and interpolate a little bit from the scripture? What do you think would have happened if Adam and Eve would not have responded to the Lord? And the Lord would have passed by the tree where they were hiding, knowing God knew where they were. And God would have just walked on by. And His voice got fainter and fainter and fainter. The fading voice of God. Do you hear the Lord talking to you like He used to? Young people, if the Spirit of God is dealing with your heart in life, you have something to be very thankful for. And I want to encourage us tonight, saved and unsaved alike, to give heed to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Because when we begin to reject the dealings of God, the voice of God is going to begin to fade. It is His mercy when He visits us again. And I'm so thankful for His mercy. I am so thankful for times in my life, and yes, even after I was saved, that I didn't respond like I should have to the voice of the Lord. And in His mercy, He came back again. He said, Michael, do you know where you're at? Do you know where this is going to lead? Do you know which direction you're going? Do you know what this is going to do? But I also know this from experience as well tonight, that when we do not submit ourselves to what the Spirit of God is teaching us, His voice begins to fade. And I don't feel like I one time did about it. I don't feel the conviction that I one time did. I don't feel I can do the things that one time I knew I was in rebellion with God, but I still felt that check of the Spirit. Folks, tonight, the check of the Holy Spirit is a security to us. It's a blessing tonight to feel the Spirit of the Lord dealing with our hearts. If you are in a place of rebellion, even in one small area of life tonight, and you think, I wish the Lord would leave me alone, don't ask that of God, because He might just do what you wish. And when He takes what you say, after we reject the Lord long enough, do you know He's going to accept our will? Because the Lord is not interested in forcing us to serve Him tonight. He's not interested in us living because we have to measure up in the congregation, or else I'm a saint in substandard standing. You understand? I'm not going to be accepted as a good saint of God, so I guess I'll do it to fit in. Folks, what is the Spirit of God saying in your life? Because the Lord knows where I am tonight. He knows where you are, and He's calling our names, and it is a comfort to me. When the Lord comes along and He says, Michael, this is right. You should have handled that differently. You need to have some more forgiveness. You need to have some more gentleness here. You need to have some more humility here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that's there, because I know you love me, Lord. But what happens when we don't hear Him anymore? We begin to go how we see it. We began to go with our own devices. And it's a frightful place, because the purpose of the Spirit of God is to lead us. If you will turn with me to John in the 16th chapter. John chapter 16. We'll begin reading maybe with verse 7. Jesus was speaking, and He said, Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto me. But if I depart, I will send Him unto you. And this is what the Spirit of God came to do. When He is come, He will reprove the world of sin and of unrighteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. In other words, people that have rejected the Savior, the Holy Spirit would still come and call out their name and try to draw them to God. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. And then verse 13, He said, Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, He will guide you into all truth. Regardless of where each one of us is individually tonight in our relationship with God, it is the function of the Spirit of God to convict, to judge, to reprove, and to lead. And it raises the question then, what are we doing with the voice of the Holy Spirit? You know, I cannot answer that for anybody else. It's a personal thing tonight. But what are you doing? When the Holy Spirit comes and talks to you, do you reject Him? You know what He'll do if you reject Him long enough? The voices begin to fade. I don't hear the Lord like I used to. I used to feel guilty when I did some of these things in life, but I don't feel guilty anymore. To those that are saved tonight, Holy Spirit came to lead us in righteousness. We are living in a society that is getting very lackadaisical and laissez-faire with their relationship of holiness with God. I used to be careful, and I didn't do that. I didn't listen to that. I didn't watch that. I didn't go there. I didn't have those kind of attitudes. But you know, I'm okay with it now. What happened? What happened? I don't hear the voice of God anymore. I knew the Lord talked to me. Do you remember tonight when the Spirit of the Lord brought conviction to your heart? All of us have been sinners. Do you remember when the Spirit of the Lord came? I remember times that in services, you could feel the anointing of God and you're almost trembling at your seat because I felt the presence of God. After I was saved, there were times I felt the voice of the Lord so much, you almost just wanted to get saved again. Because the convicting power of the Holy Ghost was there. Folks, the Spirit of God is not, we don't need to be afraid of Him tonight. If the Spirit of the Lord has talked to you, and you think back to what it was like a year ago, think back to where you were 2 years ago, do you remember what the Holy Spirit said? Do you remember when He cautioned you? Do you still hear Him cautioning today? Or has it grown silent? Don't feel guilty anymore. It is the mercy of the Holy Spirit when He comes back again. Says, do you remember? Do you remember? When you used to walk with God. Do you remember? Do you remember when you used to go to bed at night and felt the peace of God? And you knew that if the Lord came back, I'm ready to go because of His blood. Do you remember tonight when your conscience was tender? And when the Spirit of God spoke, you listened. It was like, thank you, Lord. You kind of showed me up for what I am, but Lord, thank you for your mercy to me. Thank you for loving me enough to come and reprove me and let me know that there's a better way. Thank you, Lord, for doing that. It's what the Holy Spirit came to do. In the book of Isaiah chapter 30, the prophet said, thine ear shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way. This is the way, walk ye in it. Do you still hear that tonight? Do you still hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, this is the way? Or is it off in the distance? You know, when someone is lost, they are listening for someone calling their name. You know, sometimes, and I'm not just talking to the sinner tonight, sometimes we are saved from our sins and we get lost in life. And it is such a comfort in the darkness to hear the Spirit of God calling our name. Because now I know he's somewhere close. And I want to start listening. Where are you, Lord? Which direction are you at? I want to go where you're at. I don't want to hear the Spirit of the Lord, the voice fading off in the distance. It means we're going the wrong direction. I know it's simple tonight, but I believe this is from the Lord. And I believe tonight that there are some that the voice of God is getting faint. And I know what the consequence of that is. There have been those that have walked away from God, and the Lord convicted them of their sin. And you talked to them and you knew they still knew the right way. I still want to get saved one day. And so they kind of would come around from time to time because there was a draw on their spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. There was something in their spirits that said, I don't want to get too far away because when I'm ready to get saved, I know where to go. But I've seen the consequence of people that have rejected the voice of God so long the voice of God got faint till they couldn't even hear it anymore. And they were left with a head knowledge, but there was no conviction. Do you know what's happening in our society today is people are living without conviction because they've turned the Spirit of God aside so long that finally the Lord says, if that's really what you want,
I'll step back.
The Lord is not willing that any of us should perish tonight, but He also is going to accept the decisions that we make. Over in Genesis 6, verse 3, when the hearts of men were evil continually, God said, my spirit will not what? Will not always strive with man. Now, I don't want to be guilty of taking the scripture out of context. He numbered their years at that time. Mankind had lived for hundreds of years in God when He said, I'm not going to strive with you. I'm going to limit you to a certain age now, and you're not going to live 400 years anymore, or 800 years. But there is a truth that is still relevant. The Spirit of God is not going to strive and quarrel with us when we reject Him over and over and over. If you hear the Spirit of the Lord tonight dealing with your heart, that is His love and it's His mercy. But do not take it for granted, folks. There have been people that took it for granted and they thought, when I get ready, I can get saved. I want to tell you something tonight. That is not true. It's not so. The Scripture teaches otherwise. Have you ever prayed with someone that felt no conviction from the Holy Spirit? You can pray and pray and pray. Then you have to stop. I'll just tell you by experience. You have to stop praying for salvation. And have to start praying, Lord, in your mercy, would you come and talk to them? Would you come and bring conviction? Would you come their way again and get beyond a head knowledge and bring conviction to their soul? And when conviction is there, salvation just takes a moment. Because the presence of God is there. And we'll prove it more by Scripture in a few minutes. But the Spirit of God, let's turn and read over in Timothy in the 4th chapter. I believe it's 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. It says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly. In other words, the Spirit of God is speaking clearly and distinctly. There have been some, and I've heard it, ministers say that the Spirit of God is lifting up off the face of the earth. Number one, that is not correct. The Spirit of the Lord is still dealing with mankind. The Spirit of God will not leave until God says it is enough. While there are people that can still respond to the voice of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit is still working. But the more that mankind rejects God, the less they are giving in to His influence, and the more wicked our world gets. And so we don't see the evidence of the Holy Spirit like we one time did, because people are rejecting Him. But in your life and in my life, if we will stay humble and open to the voice of the Spirit of the Lord will be just as faithful to us today as He was 2,000 years ago. He'll still lead us in truth. The Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. What happens when the voice of God begins to fade is when we reject Him. Time and time again. You see where this can happen with the unsaved and the saved? We reject His dealings. And it said their conscience is seared. In other words, one time they were soft. And they were tender. I've seen unsaved people with the tears running down their face. And they chose not to yield to the Spirit of God. And the devil would like us to think that when we get ready. Young people, I want to give you a warning tonight. You children and young people, I want to give you a warning. When the Spirit of God talks to your heart, take advantage of it. Redeem it. Acknowledge, Lord. Whether I'm saved or not, Lord, I acknowledge that You're talking to me. Oh, it's such a comfort. because I can still hear him. But what happens through time is our consciences begin to get hardened when we reject the dealings of the Lord, and we're not as tender as we used to be. We're not as soft. We're not as easily moved by the Holy Spirit. Folks, we are living in a very hardened generation. And if we can fill our minds and our hearts with the entertainments and the electronics and I'm not saying all those things are all wrong, but the devil knows what he's doing. If he can get us to get our minds so occupied to drown out the dealings of the Holy Spirit. What happens then? Our conscience gets hardened. And I don't feel bad about it like I used to. And with time, what happens is we don't feel bad at all. And then deception sets in. We start saying it's okay. Whereas 2 years ago, you knew it was wrong. And now you're out promoting that it's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not sin. I just see it differently, and I still love the Lord, and all of a sudden now we're living very radically different lives. What happened? The Word of God didn't change, but there was a fading of the voice of God, and it happens because of our rejection. Tonight, if you are not saved, and you still feel a draw in your heart to the things of God, it is a very dangerous thing to walk away from that. I've been with people. One person in particular I'm remembering that one time had a walk with God. And in his old age, he lost out. And he still had a head knowledge, I need to be saved. And on his deathbed, he acknowledged that he needed salvation, but he just couldn't quite say yes to the Lord. Why? Because he had rejected God so many times, there were walls that were built up in his life. Young people, all of us, saint and sinner alike tonight, this is what will happen to me, and it's what will happen to you if we shun the voice of the Spirit of God. I'm talking about his personal dealings tonight. Wherever you are, listen to the Spirit of God. Over in Matthew in the 12th chapter, and I am not going to take a lot of time to expound on this passage, but there is a truth that I believe would behoove us to understand tonight. Matthew in the 12th chapter in the 31st verse. Jesus said, "Wherefore I say unto you that all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world nor in the world to come." There's a whole Bible study in this, but I want to just briefly say that this is not speaking to those that in a moment of haste have said, "I don't believe in the Holy Spirit." This is speaking more specifically to those that have come to a decision in their life that they have denied the very existence and presence of the Holy Spirit. And while there is a place for more discussion and study, I just want to get one point. I want to share something with you. The people of Israel rejected God, did they not? They rejected the law. And so when they rejected the law, God sent the prophets. And what did the people do? They rejected the prophets. And so God sent his son And those that blasphemed against Jesus, there was still forgiveness. So what did God do? He sent the Holy Spirit. He sent the Holy Spirit to reprove and condemn, that they would come to a realization that Jesus is real. But after he sent the Holy Spirit, if we reject the Holy Spirit, who is God going to send next? Does anybody know the answer to that? He sent the law. He gave the law. He sent the prophets. He sent his son, and they still rejected him. He sent his Holy Spirit to reprove and to condemn and to lead in truth. If we deny the pull and draw of the Holy Ghost in our life, what is God going to send next to bring us to him? Nothing. That is the chief reason, aside from some other things in this scripture. That is one of the reasons why there's no forgiveness if we deny the very essence of the Holy Ghost, because God's not going to send someone else. He's not going to send another Holy Spirit. He's not going to send another son to die for us. He sent us all of these things. And lastly, he sent us the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us and bring us to a place of repentance. So then, if I deny the draw of the Spirit of God in my life, in essence, what I'm doing is I'm shutting up the voice of God, because he's not going to send anything else. So tonight, wherever you are in your walk with God, the voice of the Spirit is God's last gift to mankind to bring us into way to be reconciled with God. And people that turn aside that dealing... Everybody knows what conviction is tonight. Does everybody know? When that draw in your spirit, when you do something wrong and just that there's some guilt and condemnation, but there's also some hope that I could have or should have done better. There's a better way. When you're in service and the Holy Spirit is anointing and conviction, and you start getting a little uncomfortable, you may get a little sweaty, get a little bit trembly, or you feel something and you don't know maybe what words to put it in, but you feel something drawing in your heart. That's the Holy Spirit. And if we reject and silence the Holy Spirit, there's no other recourse to come to God. That puts a great responsibility on us tonight. John chapter 6, verse 44. John 6, verse 44, Jesus said, "No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him." No man can come to Jesus except I draw him. God sent his Holy Spirit. He sent his voice, the voice of God, through the agency of the Holy Spirit to deal with us, to lead us, to bring us to repentance if we're not saved, and if we are saved, to keep us walking in the way that God wants us to walk in. So then, if we reject that influence, where are we going to be left? We have no assurance, folks, that the Holy Spirit will come back tomorrow and deal again. If you're not saved tonight, we love you. Conviction is a gift that God has given you tonight. If you know there's things in your life that aren't right, that's a gift that God has given. And if you're saved tonight and there have been some areas that you know the Lord's talked to you about them, but you haven't quite come to that place of saying, "Yes, Lord," I want to encourage you to take heed. We sing a song, and I was going to look it up, and I forgot. I failed to look up the words. But there's a song that we sing that talks about the last call. And I wonder what it was like for those that I have known that rejected the Holy Spirit so long that they didn't feel any conviction anymore. I wonder what it was like the last time when the Lord said, I love you. I'm giving you another opportunity to give me your heart. There is going to come a time that it's going to be the last call. No man can come to me except the Father draw him. We are drawn through the conviction and anointing of the Holy Spirit. You understand the message and the burden tonight? Folks, we need to live carefully. I'd like to conclude over in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 7. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, folks, the Holy Spirit is saying something tonight. He's saying, as the Holy Ghost saith today, if you will hear his voice. That almost sounds like a choice, doesn't it? If you will hear his voice, because the Spirit of the Lord is talking tonight. And he's saying, harden not your hearts. As in the day of provocation, in the day of temptation, in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me and proved me and saw my works for 40 years, wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their hearts, and they have not known my ways. Today, tonight, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Because hardness comes when the voice of God begins to fade. That's what brings hardness of heart. Where one time I was moved, I was stirred. And I will just say, lest the devil take advantage of anybody here tonight. There are sometimes people of question, they said, have I sinned such because I've rejected the Holy Spirit that I can't be saved? Am I in that place that I've committed that unpardonable sin because I want to be saved and I desire and I want to please the Lord and I want to be forgiven? You know, those words are so encouraging, because where did you get that desire? Where did you get that draw? Where did you get that, oh, I want to be saved and I want... Oh, that's a softness of heart that came from the Holy Spirit. Sure. So don't let the devil tell you tonight, well, I think you've denied him so many times, it's not possible. No, if you will accept his voice tonight, if you will acknowledge, I do believe in the Holy Spirit and I know that's a spirit drawing me, all we have to do is just come and yield ourselves to the Lord and say, Lord, I present myself to you. Do you hear him? You ever heard someone calling out and they were going the other direction and it got fainter and fainter and fainter? Lord, I don't want that to happen with your voice in my life. You don't have to tonight. But folks, we cannot take it for granted. The dealings of the Holy Spirit are a security in my life. It has kept me from trouble so many times. And it's got me out of trouble many times. I remember, and I just want to share before I sit down, I remember a time the Lord was calling for a consecration in my life. And I was struggling with something. And I said, Lord, I'm struggling because how do I know that such and such won't happen to me? And the Lord said, I will be faithful to you. A few years later, the Lord came along and tapped me on the shoulder and said, Michael, do you remember I told you I would be faithful to you? He was talking to me so clearly. And I said, yes. And he said, you better be careful here. You're starting to do the same thing you were worried about you saw in others. I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you. You can trust the Holy Spirit tonight. You can trust Him. Don't be afraid of Him. Don't be afraid of Him. But don't take Him for granted. I don't know who needed this message tonight. But I want you to know that I believe there's some folks here that need it. And if you've been putting the Holy Spirit off, don't do it anymore. Because it's going to get quieter. And you might come back next camp meeting 5 years from now. It's going to be different. Doesn't feel the same. What happened? Doesn't feel the same. Something happened in here. Because I don't hear the Spirit like I used to. So saint, sinner tonight, let's not harden our hearts, but let's stay soft that we can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit.